This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. A new paper out of the University of Southern California tries to answer an old question. Can money buy happiness? The author of the study, Happiness Explained, is USC Economics Professor Richard Easterlin, and Day to Day's Mike Pesca spoke to him earlier.
The Beatles were of a mixed mind on one important issue, besides Yoko. On the one hand, they said, I don't care too much for money, because money can't buy me love. But on the other hand, they sang, the best things in life are free, but you can tell that to the birds and bees, just give me money. So which Beatles song speaks the truth, and which just exists to add to Sir Paul McCartney's vast fortune? I ask you, USC Professor of Economics, Richard Easterlin, which Beatles song is the right one?
Money Won't Buy Happiness is the right one.
Yeah, that's close to a Beatles song, I guess. Well, I guess you can't explain happiness, but you tried in your latest paper titled Explaining Happiness. What did you find?
Basically, I found that if you follow people over the life cycle as they age from youth to old age, increasing the amount of money they have does not contribute to greater happiness.
So when you when you survey for happiness, do you just have to take people's words for it, how happy they are?
Yeah, you do. And on the face of it, each person can define happiness just, you know, in his own mind the way he wants to. But when people are asked about what kinds of things they're thinking about, it turns out that typically the things that are mentioned by people are very similar. And those things are, one, sort of their living conditions, two, their family, and three, their health.
Did you find that there are absolute levels of poverty below which happiness is hard to come by?
If you look at any point in time, you will find that lower-income people are less happy than upper-income people. And, of course, that is what tends to lead to the view that more money will make you happier. But when you look at what happens to the upper-income people as they get more money, or what happens to lower-income people as they get more money, what typically happens is they stay about as happy as they were before.
So the major thing is how you are in relation to your neighbor.
It's a critical thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so would people then be happier staying where they are and being maybe the biggest house on the block with the only new car in the driveway? Or would you be happier moving into a richer neighborhood?
I think the answer to that is that the way you increase one can increase one's happiness is by putting less attention on the kind of material considerations that you're talking about, where social comparisons are strong, and more attention on things like your family and your health, where the comparative element is much less. And that's basically what the data show that I studied.
So what is your data show? Because I read the report, and I know it does actually address this. You can actually answer. Is it better to have loved and lost than not to have loved at all?
The answer is probably it's better not to have loved at all.
Oh, and what's the evidence there?
It's better to have loved and won. Next best is not to have loved at all, and least best is to have loved and lost.
All right. Thanks very much, Richard Easterlin, USC Professor of Economics, author of the forthcoming study, Explaining Happiness.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.